This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The trial of Saddam Hussein has been adjourned again until December 21st. Today's session of the trial in Baghdad was delayed for several hours when the ousted Iraqi dictator refused to attend. Later, the trial resumed without Saddam in the courtroom. At the end of yesterday's session, Saddam vowed he would not appear in what he called an unjust court, saying he and his seven co-defendants are being mistreated. All are charged in connection with a 1982 massacre in the town of Dujail. NPR's Jamie Terabay is in Baghdad covering the trial. And Jamie, obviously Saddam made good on his threat, didn't show up.
Yes, Renee. Today, 4 hours after the court was supposed to reconvene, the trial did eventually get underway, but without Saddam. All the defendants were called in one at a time. Saddam has always come in last, but this time they didn't call his name. And the chair at the front of the dock, which he usually occupies, was empty. The day before, he'd been complaining about the conditions that he and his co-defendants were being held in. He complained that the place that they were being kept, he couldn't go outside, he couldn't go for a smoke, and he'd been in the same clothes for 3 days, and he promised that he wasn't going to come back the next day.
Now, review for us both what did happen in today's trial. I gather there was at least one witness, two witnesses perhaps, and what took place in yesterday's session.
Well, today and yesterday, we've heard some very emotional testimony from witnesses from the town of Dujail who said they were rounded up as part of the interrogations that followed the assassination attempt on Saddam in 1982. Yesterday, we had two female witnesses who spoke about being tortured and abused. One witness, her name was Witness A. She said that she was 16 years old and alluded to being sexually assaulted, but did not say come out right and say that she was raped, although she said that there are other women who were raped at the in the detention centers.
And how did Saddam Hussein react to her? I gather he didn't actually react.
That's right. He basically sat there in silence. He wasn't looking very happy, but I think because of the sensitivity of what she was saying, rape is very, very delicate here in Baghdad and in Iraq and in traditional Arab culture to be talking about something like that. So he didn't want to be seen to be insulting this woman. But when the male witnesses were speaking, he was very combative and he repeatedly engaged them, said that one should go and get psychiatric treatment and used the other one's complaints about his detention to bring up his own issues with the way he was being treated.
Now, of course, he didn't return, as we said, to today's trial. Is that one of the reasons for the delay, or are there other completely different reasons?
Well, the trial is being delayed for being adjourned now for 2 weeks. It's going to resume after the election. It was only ever going to go for a couple of days this week because of the preparations the Iraqi government and the U.S. forces were going to begin taking in the lead up to elections here on December 15. Normally what happens is that perhaps a week before the vote, the city, you know, will shut down. The borders will close. People will stop being able to come in and out, and there'll be very tight security, and that's one of the biggest reasons why.
And so, again, the trial resumes after the elections on December 15th, or certainly not before.
No, it actually resumes on the 21st. The election is on the 15th of December. Sorry, Renee.
Thanks very much, NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad.